The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1986, European space probe Giotto got up close and personal with Halley's Comet, getting as close as 400 miles from the comet's nucleus. Giotto took a real beating to get that close. Its instruments registered numerous significant impacts from dust particles, and one debris strike jarred Giotto so far off its axis, it nearly lost contact with Earth. It had to fire its thrusters constantly for half an hour to stabilize itself and stay on course. Born on this day in 1879, Albert Einstein. In 1928, Apollo 8 Commander Frank Borman was born. Apollo 17 Commander Gene Cernan, the last human being to walk on the moon in the 20th century, was born today in 1934.
Bob, this is Gene, and I'm on the surface. And as I take man's last step from the surface, back home for some time to come, but we believe not too long into the future. I'd like to just let what I believe history will record, that America's challenge of today has forged man's destiny of tomorrow. And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed the crew of Apollo 17.
Grace Park, Battlestar Galactica's Boomer, was born in 1974. In 1969, it was almost all over for the original Star Trek. The episode All Our Yesterdays premiered on this date, guest starring Ian Wolfe and Marriott Hartley.
Wait, I haven't prepared you.
Defend yourself.
There's the Mort's accomplice. Arrest him.
He on the law.
Jim, what's the matter? Jim.
Oh, Elvis, what's that?
It's Spirit.
You listen to me, you pointed-eared Vulcan. I don't like that. I don't think I ever did, and now I'm sure.
He's a witch! He's a witch!
There's nothing to do with it.
At least let me talk to you!
There are witches!
Witch! Witch!
It was the last episode of Star Trek for many viewers. The death of former President Eisenhower preempted the final episode, which didn't air until the end of June, by which time most viewers probably assumed the show had been canceled already. In 1988, comedian Craig Ferguson got his first TV gig as a figment of Lister's fevered imagination aboard Red Dwarf.
Hey, now I know what the H stands for. Idiot, am I right?
You are treading a very thin line, Milano. H stands for hologram. I happen to be dead.
Couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. Come on, King, forget those losers. Let's go party.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Thwarp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.